Good morning, and welcome to Talk Back, the People's Program offered as an area service of your friends and neighbors at the Edwards Division of the Bates Manufacturing Company. On some mornings, we're concerned with a two-way interview discussion with people and places of interest, and on other days, the open phone line offers opportunity for listeners to quiz our guest by dialing Talk Back at Mayfair 33878. This morning, we are pleased and privileged to have as our Talk Back guest, Maine's Chief Executive, Governor John H. Reed. I believe that this may be a first-time event in which a Maine governor has appeared on a program in which citizens are able to publicly ask questions via telephone concerning problems of state. For the benefit of our listeners, our telephone number is Mayfair 33878, and you can call without giving your name. We will ask that all questions be of a non-political nature and that listeners avoid trying to jam the calls near the end of the show. The earlier within the program, the better. Governor, as a matter of beginning, you might expect that we would delve into some great problem of state, but this is not the case. I'm curious on one item. The turkey, which was slated for your Thanksgiving table at the Blaine Mansion and which was stolen, was it ever recovered?
No, Norm, I'm afraid it wasn't. Tappy Shelton was a former executive counselor and a good friend of mine, has been very generous, and he's a turkey farmer in Woolwich, and he's provided turkeys for 3 years, and this was his prize bird of his entire career in turkey raising, and actually that's three that scaled over 40 pounds. I was looking forward to seeing it because I'd never seen one that had reached this astronomical weight. No, Norm, I'm afraid somebody's enjoyed it, but it never did reach the Blaine House.
You had a good Thanksgiving, though.
Yes, we did. Yes, Tarpy was very generous, and he provided a substitute bird that reached 30 pounds, and that's a pretty good-sized fowl.
Oh, great. Governor, we've already got a signal here. We've got a call here on line one for you, and if you would throw the key in that position.
Fine.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
Yeah.
In Windsor, a couple of weeks ago, there was a boy shot, and people that shot him ran off. I was wondering what they are doing to find that, or if they're still trying or not. It quieted down a lot. I was wondering if you know.
Well, I was aware that there was an accident of this nature, which we certainly regret very much. I cannot tell you specifically exactly what is being done at this time, but if you will give me your name, I'll be glad to look into it and find and inform you precisely what is being done in regards to this particular instance.
My name is Clarence Smith, and I live in Windsor.
Fine, Clarence. I'll be happy to look into this and to give you the latest information in regard to this particular accident.
I mean, because it's too bad it's in this area, you know.
Well, we certainly regret very much any time that anyone is injured within our state, and I could understand how you feel, and I certainly will give a full report, find a full report, and give you the information in reference to what is being done in regard to this specific case.
Thank you, Governor.
Mayfair 33878 is our telephone number. Governor John H. Reed is our guest on this morning's program. Governor, let's now ask concerning your recent trip to the Far East and the impressions that you gained there and some of the findings that you came across.
Yes, Norm, I had a most interesting and educational trip to the Far East. This was arranged by the National Governors Conference, of which I'm privileged to serve as chairman this year. In Japan, of course, we spent most of our time there because they were our hosts, and we visited a number of the prefectures, which mm-hmm. correspond to states here in Maine. I might mention that the economy in Japan is very active. They feel, from a government standpoint, that they're more or less going through a depression at this particular time, or rather a recession. Even though everybody is working, they are overproducing some, and of course they're looking for expanded markets, and this is causing some problems to the government. However, the general populace, as I say, are all busy and seem to be very happily engaged. Their attitude towards the Americans, which I think our listeners would be interested in, is very friendly. They feel closely aligned to the United States, and when I went to Japan, I more or less felt that there would be some lingering hostility on the part of Japanese mm-hmm. people, but this was not the case. Certainly, there was no evidence of it whatsoever. They're very friendly. They like the Americans to come, and I think it's fine for us, both from the United States and from Japan, to have these exchange visits so we can better understand our various differences.
Governor, let's get back to that in just a moment. We have another call here on line one. If you would throw the key into line one.
Right.
Hello.
Good morning, sir. Governor Lee?
Yes, sir.
Reading in the papers on this state of us is a great concern of our road fatalities. And of course, we're all aware of that, and we're much concerned. And Can you tell us your feeling and what we do about it?
Yes, sir. Highway fatalities and safety on our streets and highways has always been a goal of mine, and I've worked unceasingly to attempt to cut down on these accidents. We have a Maine State Highway Safety Committee who meet regularly and come up with new programs and new plans to attempt to curb accidents. We work to give information out. I personally cut at least a dozen radio and television tapes in a year, urging our people to exercise caution, to drive defensively, to watch out for the other fellow. These are aired on over radio, over television, to attempt to impress on every driver and every pedestrian, for that matter, to be very careful. And this is one of the prime reasons that we have these accidents, that people tend to lapse and feel that something's going to happen to the other person, not themselves. Now, may I mention that our Maine State Police are very vigilant, are patrolling our streets and highways constantly to arrest speeders and those who are violating the law in any respect. Also, our Sheriff's Department and local police departments are working very vigorously to curb violators of the law on our highways. We are attempting in our schools to tell our young people of the dangers of driving and to be careful when they're walking as pedestrians. We have this many-fold program, and also from the legislative level. For instance, in this last session of the legislature, after three attempts, we now have a state seatbelt law in which all new models must have safety seatbelts. Now, I would point out that we can't force people to wear these, but if they have to be in the cars, statistics show that more people will wear them. It's an educational problem. It will not be ended quickly. But I'd like to explain to you, by these remarks I've made, that we never stop, we never give up, we keep trying to impress on people to drive safely and be careful. Now, does this answer some of your questions,
yes,
sir?
Yes, and on this seatbelt, why can't we force the law but make it compulsory? And if somebody gets caught that don't wear, maybe we can, first time, give them a break, the second time they've been fined a little bit.
Well,
be helpful?
I don't think, in my opinion, that you could reasonably enforce a law to force people to wear seatbelts. I don't think you could enforce it because of the number of policemen and law officers it would take to enforce it. I don't believe you can do it. I don't believe it's ever been attempted in another state. I wouldn't say that you couldn't do it, but it would almost, in my opinion, be impossible to enforce a law of this kind. I think you have to try to impress on people they should wear them. After all, it's their own personal safety that is really at stake.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Governor. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Nice talking to you, sir.
Mayfair 33878. Governor, you've got a call right now on line two, if you will throw that key into that position.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Governor. Will the state of Maine follow through as far as the national beauty is concerned pertaining to the roadway, the billboard, signs, etc.?
I feel very definitely that we will. In fact, we've made a lot of progress in Maine as far as beautification of our entire state. 2 years ago, I named a Keep Maine Scenic Committee, headed by Richard Woodbury, editor of the Portland Sunday Telegram, and comprised of a group of public-spirited men and women. They've made a lot of progress, and we've improved our laws as far as auto junkyards are concerned. We now have a much stiffer penalty for those violating this law. We have raised the litter violation from $50 to $100, and we've done many things to improve the situation. In fact, I'm meeting with the new group that's now been made permanent this morning in the council chamber at 11:30, which they will be having their organizational meeting. Now, as far as the beautification, the highway beautification program is concerned, I certainly feel we should comply. In fact, I'm making plans now to introduce legislation at the upcoming special session to see that Maine does meet these standards and that we qualify and are indeed one of the leaders in this highway beautification program.
That sounds very encouraging, and thank you.
You're very welcome.
Mayfair 33878 is the telephone number, an opportunity to speak with your governor this morning on TalkBack. Governor, we were talking about your Far East trip here and the attitude of the Japanese. Do you suppose that the friendliness which you find there has been because of the American position, which has been one of trying to help this nation after the World War II?
Well, that definitely has a lot to do with it, Norm. Actually, they're very high in the regard of General MacArthur. mm-hmm. who practically single-handed wrote their new constitution. He brought in new land reforms. He made it mandatory that women have the vote, and many other new changes that really helped this nation progress after their devastating defeat, of course, of World War II. And I think that what we have done in our expression of wanting to help to see Japan emerge as a free nation, as a nation dedicated to peace and to prosperity, I'm certain that our action following World War II has had a great deal to do with this.
Mm. Governor, you've got a call now on line one.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I was wondering, how do you stand on this liquor question, the state of Maine?
Are you referring to the Sunday liquor question?
Yes, I am.
Well, sir, I would say this, that in 1961, when a bill passed the House and Senate to legalize Sunday liquor, I vetoed the bill, pointing out that I did not feel that this had had a thorough enough airing before the people of Maine. In 1965, the legislature passed a similar bill. I signed this bill, saying that I felt that this was the second time that the citizens of Maine, through their representatives, had spoken and passed the bill. And therefore, I felt that it would be only acting upon the judgment of the people who had been elected and sent down here to sign it. Now, there is a proviso, as you probably know, that will allow every registered voter in the state of Maine to indicate their choice, either for or against Sunday liquor, and this will be held in a special referendum election sometime in February. I believe it's February the 19th. At any rate, this will be the opportunity for everyone to express their views and should settle once and for all the question of Sunday liquor. I believe that everybody should express their view regarding it. The vote is a sacred privilege, and I would certainly urge everybody to avail themselves of their opportunity to participate in this balloting.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Mayfair 33878 is the telephone number, an opportunity for you to speak to your governor here on this morning's Talkback. Mayfair 33878. Governor, the Vietnam situation, you have encountered some of the reaction insofar as...
Yes, I have, Norm, and I wanted to bring that up, and I'm glad you mentioned it. My trip to Vietnam was a brief one, but in those few days that I spent in that war-torn country, I felt that I gained a great deal of knowledge and insight into the problems of these people. They have actually been oppressed for generations. For many years, the Chinese dominated the Vietnamese. And then for 90 years, the French controlled Vietnam and ran it as a colonial empire. And now, of course, before they could emerge and master their own affairs and become a nation, they are now embroiled in this civil war. And it's certainly distressing to see a country plunged into war of this kind, and having been at distress for so long and having war, you find it in the people. They seem to have a discouraged look. Mm-hmm. They're rather impassive. However, I found many who believe in what they're fighting for, certainly those that head up the South Vietnamese government, are convinced that they can win out and they can provide freedom for their country. And I do feel that that they can make out. I feel that we have a real commitment there, and our only aim, of course, is to allow these people to emerge and develop as a free nation, making their own judgments and setting up their own government. But they have a long haul. It's not going mm-hmm. to be easy, as we can see, the recent reversals that we read about over the weekend.
Right.
I feel they can make out. It's going to take a lot of time.
Governor, you've got a call now on line one.
Hello.
Governor Reed, this is Chris from Christie's Restaurant speaking, and I'm referring on that Route 95. Of course, you know our business on Riverside Drive has been hit tremendously, and I wonder what can we do in a way of putting a poster or a sign to help us out up this way on the exit of the main turnpike. And also, I was reading the paper where the World's Fair has been held in Canada next year, and also they say they're going to direct the traffic on 95 up that way. Is there any way you can tell me what can we do to help Route 201 from Augusta to Waterville?
Well, Mr. Christie, I recognize, of course, this has been a real problem to you good people doing business over here in Riverside Drive with the opening of 95.
Yes.
Signing is important. And I know that I have looked into this matter for a number of people, not only in this particular area, but other areas along 95. And under the regulations prescribed by the Bureau of Public Roads from Washington, they have rather strict requirements as to far as the type of signing that can be displayed within the limits of 95. However, I note that in the Bangor area, that back from 95, outside the limits, I notice a number of Revelodge billboard-type signs that, as my understanding, these comply, and it would be my suggestion that maybe that you business people in this area might want to look into the possibility of getting signs of that kind. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
I've seen it in the Bangor area. It apparently works well there, and you may wish to investigate it in this instance here in Augusta. Now, in reference to the other portion of your question regarding the and it's called the Expo 67 in Montreal. This, of course, is going to be a large attraction, and we are considering participation in it from the state level because we have many thousands of Canadian neighbors who come to Maine, as you know, during the summer and spend a lot of money down here and enjoy our great vacation assets. Now, as far as them rooting over 95, this, of course, whatever the promoters of Expo 67, that would be within their jurisdictions, you can understand. We couldn't tell them how to tell people to be rooted. But, and I know you're interested, of course, in what can be done to stimulate travel over the route by Riverside Drive. I'd be happy to sit down with you and have our people from the Department of Economic Development review possible ways in which we could increase the traffic over what is a very scenic route. And I'd be happy to do this, and I think it'd be a good way to do it. If you'd like to have me, I certainly can make arrangements so that we can spend some time on this particular subject.
Okay, so thank you very much. I'll get to my other business friends up this way, which is Kennebec Motel and Riverside Motel, and my competitors across the street. We've been talking about it, and we're thinking about it, and we talked a lot and didn't done nothing yet, so. And this we should look into, and thank you very much for
that. Well, you're entirely welcome. I recognize the problem that you folks have had over here, and I can see with the loss of traffic. And if there's anything that I can do for my office, don't you hesitate to call on me.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Bye now.
Mayfair 33878 is the number, and Governor, you've got another call waiting for you in line two right now.
Hello.
Governor Reed?
Yes.
I heard the discussion about the seat belts. And I think they are a good thing. But don't you think if the public in general more concerned about stopping the cause of the accidents, it would be a good thing, like the liquor traffic? I think if we have this Sunday liquor blog or so that they can buy on Sunday, that would just add to the accidents on the highway.
Well, first, I certainly would agree with you that any improvement has got to stem from an increased public awareness of the dangers involved when any of us go on the highway, whether we're in a motor vehicle or whether we're a pedestrian. Certainly, we're not going to gain improvement until we impress that individual who's using our streets and highways of the inherent dangers of what can happen. I think too many of us operate under the principle that it's going to happen to the other fellow and it won't happen to us. Well, you and I know this is not so because when we read the statistics that we're unfortunately setting a tragic record toll here in our state this year for deaths on our highways. It just reached, I believe, 202 fatalities a short time ago. Now, if we're going to stop this, we've got to impress upon people of what can happen under any conditions, regardless of what the weather conditions are, what can happen when they use our streets and highways. This has got to be done. In reference to the matter you raised as far as the Sunday liquor, you probably heard my previous answer that I feel that under our democratic system of government, everybody is going to have an opportunity to register their view. I'm sure that both sides will make their views known, and then after the vote is taken, it's up to all of us, like good citizens, to abide by the results. This is a country where we have a freedom of expression, and we certainly should take advantage of that opportunity.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mayfair 33878, and Governor, you've got another call in line one now.
Hello?
Oh, well, we've lost our call somehow or other. I don't know what happened there. This happens oftentimes.
Yes, Norm, while we're talking, and I certainly enjoy these calls, but I did want to be sure, while we're still on the program, to tell Maine people, and I've had an opportunity on my televised press conference, how proud we can be of these young men who are fighting in Vietnam. I took a list with me. About 75 parents and wives and relatives had written in. And, of course, I wasn't able to contact specifically every one of these youngsters because I was only in certain areas, but I told those in charge of our tour that I wanted to meet as many Maine people as possible. Mm-hmm. And I did meet about 45 Maine young men. And to an individual, every one of them had the right attitude that we believe in what we're doing. We believe that if we don't stop communism here, we're going to have to stop it somewhere else at probably a greater cost in life and sacrifice and expense. And we want to do our job. How are the people back home feeling? Are they really concerned? What about the draft card burnings? What about the demonstrations? Has there been any of these instances in Maine? I was able to tell them that emphatically no, that Maine people had not occurred, none of these instances had occurred here. This pleased them a great deal. They are going through, of course, a tremendous experience, and the dangers are inherent regardless of where you are. The minute you arrive in Saigon, you sense the feeling of danger. Mm-hmm. For instance, Ambassador Lodge's car is specially protected against landmines. Right at his own residence, one of the guards was stabbed a week before I got there and nearly killed. You never know where the enemy is. It's the same way in Saigon as it is out in Da Nang at one of the remote outposts. Danger can strike at any time, and death is always lurking just around the corner. Mm-hmm. But our Maine men are really standing up to it. And General Walt of the Marine Corps, who's really a tremendous fighting man, told me that he's so proud of what these young men are doing. You know, we hear that the present generation is soft, and they just haven't got what it takes to stand up. But this is being definitely proved untrue. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to report to our listeners in WFAU how proud we can be of these fine men of ours who were carrying on this fight over in Vietnam.
Well, Governor, we're very pleased to get this overall impression that you bring back with you, and you certainly have had the first-hand opportunity of learning on this entire situation. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time. I was a little interested in the type of question which our listeners would have for you this morning. They were all sort of in-state questions, weren't they? Huh? Problems
well, directly they were, Norm, and it's certainly interesting to me. I've enjoyed every one of them, and I wish we did have longer because I don't think there's any better way for a chief executive to find out how our people are thinking than to have an opportunity like this. And I certainly want to thank you and
it's been our pleasure,
officials of WFAU to participate in this program and all of our listeners over your fine station. For this chance to talk informally and to answer the questions of a number of the people who've called in.
Maybe we can have you back at another time.
Hope we can, Norm. It's been a lot of
very
fun.
Good.
I've enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Governor, for being our guest this morning. And this concludes another of our morning talkbacks presented Monday through Friday by your friends and neighbors at the Edwards Division of the Bates Manufacturing Company.